The Gist. Health Rising's most recent What's Up Doc talk was with Dr. Benjamin Nadelson, who treats chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, FM, and long COVID patients at his Pain and Fatigue Center in Mount Sinai. He's working on two NIH grants and was eager to talk about them. The first one will study the effect of two exercise stress tests on breathing patterns, fluid loss, stroke volume, and symptoms activity. The idea is that fluid loss during the first exercise by overbreathing and sweating is causing a drop in oxygen consumption and therefore energy output. This will be the first time anyone has measured the effect of exercise blood volume, which is notoriously low in ME/CFS. The study will also determine if one of two abnormal breathing patterns are present during exercise. Overbreathing produces symptoms such as dizziness or lightheadedness, shortness of breath, abdominal bloating, and belching, fatigue, etc. Overbreathing is not necessarily fast breathing, it's overly deep breathing that removes too much CO2 from the lungs. One way to check if you're doing this is to stop your ears and see if you can hear yourself breathe. Overbreathing or hyperventilation can result from several problems suspected in ME/CFS, including dysfunctional mitochondria, resulting in increased anaerobic respiration, and an inability of cells to extract and use oxygen efficiently. Dr. Nadelson has his patients use Contec capnograph to measure CO2 levels as a biofeedback device. Note that Dr. Nadelson was the first to find cases of hypocapnia in ME/CFS that were produced simply by being upright. That syndrome, which he called POSH, or POSH, may be the most common form of orthostatic intolerance. Take the home postural hypocapnic hyperventilation test to see if you might have it. Some people with ME/CFS also produce a funny sighing-like breathing pattern when they exercise. Participants must live an hour or so from New York City. If you're interested in participating, contact the Pain and Fatigue Lab at 212-844-6768 or 212-844-6665 or benjamin.nadelson@mountsinai.org. Dr. Nadelson's brain study will examine oxygen uptake and glucose utilization in the brain and will help determine whether energy failure in the brain is present in individuals with ME/CFS and long COVID. It will look at the sagittal sinus, a key drainage point for the brain. Problems there could produce several issues found in ME/CFS and long COVID, including toxin accumulations, neuroinflammation, increased intracranial pressure, cerebral spinal fluid leaks, and cognitive issues. Indeed, one case report found that a woman with a long-term case of severe ME/CFS experienced a life-changing remission of symptoms once stents improved fluid flows through her sagittal sinuses. Contact zhang.zhu at mssm.edu about being in the study. Brain study number two. Another large ME/CFS and long COVID brain study at Mount Sinai assesses cerebral energy metabolism. The preliminary results, increased oxygen extraction in the brains of long COVID patients, suggested that reduced brain blood flows were causing the brain to gobble up as much oxygen as it could get from the blood it had and or that dysfunctional mitochondria were present. Contact zhang.zhu at mssm.edu if you wish to participate.